exercise change.
As you know, there are those that are doing the things they want to do, and there's those that wish they could do the things they want to do.
Yeah.
So I'd like to ask you, what do you think separates you from a person who wants to get into sport or get active but hasn't got there yet?
It's quite funny because I just went on a course recently, and it was about a culture, and I think that motivation isn't something that you learn, it's something that you're born with, and you've got to be self-driven. And if you can, in your motivation, create sport or training as a habit, then you feel guilty when you haven't trained, and that's the motivation to get where it is. I mean, when I'm taking on a young kid, you just turn around to him and say, there's three types of goals that we're going to set, and the first one is you sit down and say, hey, what do you want to be? What's the ultimate, you know, goal? And they might say, I want to become an Olympic time trial champion.
Mm.
And, you know, you explain, well, that's the end goal, but there's a process to making it there. So then you've got to have a sort of medium-term goal. So at the end of this year, we've got to be in X, Y, or Z position. So that's the motivation to get to the end goal. And then within getting to your realistic goal, you've got a specific goal. So you've got to have stepping stones the whole way and little objectives so that they can track towards it, because if you just keep on looking at that long-term goal, it just becomes so far away. So if you've got the smaller goals along the way, as long as they can understand that there's a process to get there, they're pretty much going to stay motivated. You know, like I say, I've coached people that are what I call, got a million-dollar body and a 10-cent head, and they've just got the greatest physiological prowess. But in the head, they just haven't got it. You know, the lazy buggers, they're always looking for a shortcut.
Okay.
And that's,
you know, so that's never going to work in the long run?
No. And that's, you know, when you think about people that, you know, they have their New Year's resolution and I'm going to do such and such. But that's a piss talk. And when the reality of it is that they start working, does bugger all of them actually carry it through?
Mm. Yeah. Is that the whole I'll start on Monday kind of theory?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd just like to pick up on what you said right from the start around you're born with it.
Yep.
So for those people that are, say, you know, in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, that have never really been active or done exercise, is there any hope for those people?
Yes, they are, because they could have been born with it, but have chosen to go down a different pathway. Because what we've tended to find in cycling these days is you get a hell of a lot of corporate people that have gone through the corporate world and get to their 40s and become quite affluent, and then all of a sudden think, shit, I wouldn't mind giving cycling a go. And they come into age group cycling, and they are fucking brilliant. There are some really outstanding people who then, when they get, you know, they sort of say, hey, can I coach them? And you can just see this when you turn around to them, they've got life skills, and you turn around and say, right, we're going to go for the New Zealand Championships, and this is the process it's going to, and they do, they take it on board, and they are usually quite resolute about their training. So I still believe they were born with it, but they've just never utilized it in sport.
Right, so these are people that have never done anything before and picked it up in their 40s.
Yep.
Right, okay.
Yep.
So there's hope for those people out there that are starting off fresh.
Well, if you're born with it, if you're born with that self-motivation, because you tend to find that those people that have been successful in business is because they're self-motivated, and then they just transfer it into sport.
Right, so it's a similar qualities, really, and you're just applying it to something else. Yep.